Listen closely to this delightful and inspired lyric on 10 to 1, It's Tennessee, from the private tapes of Clancy Hayes.
Now why do I try to gamble when I never hit pay dirt? Just let the ponies ramble, I'm sure to lose my shirt. But if there's an object lesson, I haven't learned it yet. Frankly, I'm now confessing, I'd like to make this bet. When the smell of roasting possum mixed with honeysuckle blossom and a welcome mat means there's room on the rack for one more hat. 10 to 1 is Tennessee. No one's in a hurry, no one ever seems to worry, and that evening sun goes to bed, no one ever thinks is done. 10 to 1 is Tennessee. Fate was kind to make me wander from my old front door. For I find the more I wander, I appreciate it more. Home sweet home is calling, so tonight will find me crawling in a lower berth. If there's really a heaven here on earth, 10 to 1 is Tennessee. Gonna get my ticket. Suddenly an old love took. Home sweet home is calling. Tonight will find me crawling in a lower berth. If there's really a heaven here on earth, 10 to 1 is Tennessee. Runs like a flying machine, goes so fast, whizzing past. It runs like an ape with a striped class. Oh, you ought to see Otto's new Otto. Say, that boy's really a scream. When he goes by, all the girlies sigh. The fellas all hollow, what a lucky guy. Oh, you ought to see Otto's new Otto. Say, that cat gets all the cream, I mean. You can't see Otto for steam. Thank you. it runs like a flying machine. Is he sharp? Cross my heart. The number one attraction in that new go-kart. You ought to see Otto's new Otto. Say that boy's right on the beam. There was Mr. Glutz and his Bearcat Stutz, and old man Short and that beat-up Dort. But you ought to see Otto's new Otto. Say that boy gets all the queens, I mean. You can't see Otto for steam.
You're hearing Clancy Hayes, San Francisco Minstrel, part of an occasional ongoing chronicle telling the story of classic and traditional jazz on the West Coast, presented in music, song, interview clips, broadcasts, and other rarities. On Jazz Rhythm, I'm Dave Radlauer, and I hope you share at least a little of my affection for the redoubtable Mr. Hayes. Sadly, I never got a chance to meet nor to hear him in person. Here's a Jazz Rhythm exclusive. The weekly variety show that was broadcast on the ABC radio network from San Francisco, this was probably about 1942-43. It was not only hosted by Clancy Hayes, but I suspect he wrote much of the material, the comedy sketches, musical arrangements, and original tunes for the program Swingin' on the Golden Gate.
Let's go swingin' on the Golden Gate.
Come on in, America, calling every state in the 48. Come on in, America, let's go swinging on the Golden Gate.
From San Francisco, we present Swinging on the Golden Gate with your singing host and master of ceremonies, Clancy Hayes.
Let's go swinging on the Golden Gate.
Hi, everybody. This is Clancy Hayes greeting you from the head gate of the Golden State and inviting you to go swinging on same. You know, out here on the Pacific, things are really terrific. And so's the lineup of songs and stuff we've got all prepared to send your way. So hang on tight now while the Golden Gators swing high, wide, and then some, handsome, with a heat beat to tickle your feet. A one, a two, a go. Thank you kindly.
Hey, Clancy, it's quiz time. It's quiz time.
Wait a minute, what are you buzzing about, Bill?
Time for the quiz of the week.
Oh, that's right, sure. Well, go ahead and introduce me.
Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present the quiz of the week. Or should I say, our version of a quiz show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the only quiz on the air that has been tested and disapproved by Good Housekeeping. Presenting to you, Dr. P.D.Q.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. P.D.Q. bringing you our new quiz show. And tonight, we're featuring the Whiz Kids. So let's get on with it. First, I'd like you to meet little Herman McSnerd. Herman, tell us, what grade are you in?
Oh, so fifth grade.
And how old are you, Herman?
Oh, 44.
Oh, all right. All right, now, Herman, here's your question. If you snored so loud that you woke yourself up every night, what would you do?
I'd sleep in the other room.
Oh, so you're 44 years old and in the fifth grade, huh, Herman?
Yep, that's right.
Well, look me up when you get out of college.
All right, yep.
Thank you. And that jam up jump for joy was the Golden Gators brightening up the overcast with their version of Blue Skies. Scored, incidentally, by the only guy on our staff who writes music, the Lone Ranger. Well, don't just sit there, folks. Come on, laugh, Bill, laugh.
Oh, I'm trying.
Let me warn the Gates to look out now, because the old Golden Gate is in for some first-class swinging. Everybody's got to hop into his top hat and tails, because we're going stepping right along with that fearsome foursome, the Mad Hatters, as they go stepping out to the opera tonight.
We're stepping out to the opera, got a pair of seats on the aisle. We don't know much about opera, we only know that the opera's in style. Hey, mister, grab us a taxi, just to see the Toreador. These clothes we wear in the maxi, they are the best that he has in the store. Ring up the curtain, let the show begin.
You're listening to a program about Clancy Hayes, and Clancy produced Swingin' on the Golden Gate. He produced and hosted these broadcasts, done, I would guess, about 1942 or 43 on the ABC station in San Francisco. You're listening to Jazz Rhythm. Dave Redlar with you for the best in classic jazz, old and new. I hope you're enjoying this very special series about Clancy Hayes. Let's finish out Swinging on the Golden Gate, as broadcast in the early 1940s.
Well, friends, you know, it's just about time to start swinging shut this big old Golden Gate Bridge with a cozy little closer here. So if you'll excuse me now while I put on my preaching clothes, the Mad Hatters and I are going to give you a little sermon, the subject of which is, It's Never Too Late to Pray.
Never too late to pray the children, never too late to pray. Oh, don't you know when the spirits flow, never too late to pray. It's better you learn today than children, can't have your own sweet way. Be a happy soul with a righteous soul. Never too late to pray, for it's never too late to pray, never too late to pray, never too late to pray,
never too late to pray.
Thanks for that kind reception, friends. And now while the ushers are passing down the aisles with the collection plate, I want to tell you all that we've had fun at your house playing and singing for you. We hope you had likewise. Join us again next week, won't you? Same time over most of these stations when we're going swinging on the Golden Gate. Until then, from all of us to all of you,
good night until next Monday when we'll be on hand again. Swinging on the Golden Gate. Golden Gate.
See you there. This is Clancy Hayes again, folks, with a parting thought. You know, this year, the world's best buy for is your best Christmas gift. It's a victory bond. When you give government bonds, you're giving a gift whose value is known and appreciated. So, come on, let's get in there and buy those bonds. Starring Clancy Hayes, Betty Bonnell, the Mad Hatters, and the Golden Gators comes to you from our San Francisco studio. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
Billy McCoy, he was a musical boy on the cruiser Alabama. He was there at that piano like a fish down in the sea. The way he rattles off his harmony, and every night out on the ocean, he gets that raggy notion, starts a syncopated motion lovingly. And no one can sleep way out there on the deep when Billy cuts loose out at sea. And every fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. Ship starts in to dip and does a corkscrew turn. See the smoke so black, steep from that old smokestack. Floating right to heaven, man, it won't come back. But here and there you'll see a stool and chair. Slipping round the cabin, shouting, I don't care. Then the hammock starts a swinging, the bell begins a ringing, and he's sitting at that piano there on the Alabama, playing the Oceana roll. Start a sway and everybody keeps saying don't stop. But sailor beware, you better take care, that bill will play on till you drop. And every fish and worm begins to twist and squirm. Ship starts in to dip and does a corkscrew turn. Then the smoke's so black sneaks from that old smokestack. Floating right to heaven and it won't come back. But here and there you see a stool and chair. Slipping round the cabin shouting I don't care. Then the hammer starts a swinging, the bell begins a ringing, and he's sitting at that piano there on the Alabama, playing the Oceana roll.
Clancy's recordings with Bob Scobie, like the one we're hearing here, are probably his best known. Most people remember him as being associated with Scobie. This from 1951, and of course he's playing six-string banjo there. Albert Nicholas on clarinet, Burt Bales piano. And before that we heard the Oceana Roll, reissued by Good Time Jazz, now part of the Fantasy family of labels. Oceana Roll, don't know where that came from. Clancy was the one who revived that. Backing him there were Bob Short tuba, Shelly Man drums, Jess Stacy piano, and Pud Brown on clarinet.
From from San Francisco clear down to New Orleans. I've even gambled on the Prado down in the Argentine. But if Beale Street could talk, if Beale Street could talk, there'd be a lot of married men who'd have to take their beds and walk. Except one or two who drink no booze, and the blind man on the corner singing the Beale Street Blues. You see pretty mamas in beautiful gowns. You see chambermaids in their hand-me-downs. You see honest men with pickpocket skill. That's where business never closes till someone gets killed. But I'd rather be them than any place I know. I say that I'd rather be there than any place I know. This old town may be all right, but Beale Street's paved with gold. Right down to that river, to the river, maybe by and by. Cause that river's still wet and Beale Street's done gone dry.
Beale Street Mama and Beale Street Blues, both from Bob Scobie's Frisco Jazz Band of the 1950s. In the third and final chapter of Clancy Hayes, I'll be talking with Clancy's songwriting partner, Daphne King. We'll hear several of his original songs, learn of Clancy's Kansas origins, and hear rare clips from his appearance on the Standard School broadcast with Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Earl Father Hines. My very special thanks for help locating some of the music for this broadcast from Ed Sprankle and the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation, as well as the late Peter Klute, who knew Clancy well for two decades. There's more about Clancy and traditional jazz at the website of the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation. That's sftradjazz, one word, sftradjazz.org. And at the jazz rhythm website, jazzhot.bigstep.com. You've been hearing Clancy Hayes, San Francisco Minstrel, on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.
It was down in old Joe's bar room, on the corner across from the square, where drinks were being served as usual, and a goodly crowd was there. When up stepped old Joe McGinnity, his eyes all bloodshot red, told to me this story. This is what he said. Passing by St. James Infirmary, saw my baby there, laid out on that long white table, all so cold, so white, so bare. Went back to see the doctor. Oh, she's mighty low, he said. Went back to see that good gal of mine. Lord, she lay that day. Let her go, let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, now she can search this wide world over, but she'll never find a loving man like me. Now you've heard my story, called her up another shot of that booze. And if anyone should ask you, I got those dime gambler's blues. I die, when I die, just bury me in my box back coat and Stetson hat. Please spin a 20 on my watch chain so the boys will know that I died standing past. And when they have my funeral, I get a jazz band to play this song with 20 chorus girls on that wagon, moaning and twisting while I roll along.